Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio Sports, speaking to freshman Hillsboro wrestler Dalton Litzinger. And the reason we're talking to Dalton today is, as a freshman at Hillsboro for wrestling, he's off to a 15-0 start. So a few weeks into his high school career in wrestling, and he remains undefeated. He's got 9 wins by fall, 2 by decision, 4 victories by forfeit or an uncontested match. And Dalton, let's get to those 11 of your 15 victories here in just a bit. But you are a freshman. You're 14 years old or 15? I already forgot. What is it?
14.
All right. So 14. You wrestle. I guess you go back and forth in the 126 and the 120. But yeah, let's talk a little bit about you, Dalton. Kind of tell us a little bit about your background and kind of how you got into wrestling.
Well, when I was younger, I started at 4. My dad, we were just kind of sitting in the living room one night, and he was like, "Hey, man, you want to try wrestling?" I was like, "Yeah, sure." He wrestled all throughout high school, his youth career. Started coaching before I was even born. Had a good youth career. Had some big wins in youth. Good accomplishments. Met some goals.
All right, very cool. And is your father the only one that's sort of had a background in wrestling, or has someone else sort of inspired you to do this?
Just my dad. Like I said, one night just asked me if I wanted to try it. I said, yeah, why not?
All right, well, very cool. Obviously, you're glad that you did, because you're off to a 15-0 start as a freshman. Yeah, kind of take us a little bit through some of your matches, some things that have sort of stood out to you early on as you've started out this way.
Some of my matches this year, let's see. I had one at the beginning of the season that was a very tough one against a senior kid was from Poplar Bluff. He was pretty tough. My first match on varsity, and I don't think I've ever wrestled a kid so strong in my entire life. I was kind of freaked out. And just had to keep wrestling hard, wrestle my way through that match, and ended up winning 6-0. Down in Neosho, I had a kid from Rawa that was pretty good. I think preseason rankings, he was number 1. I wrestled him in the finals. And we had a really good match, honestly. And I ended up winning that match 2-0.
So, obviously, battle-tested early on and getting to wrestle some high-ranking wrestlers. Let's dive into a little bit, Dalton, your experience so far at Hillsboro and sort of getting to know the coaching staff, Matt Mitchell. Did you know him beforehand? Was this year the first time you met him? Kind of take us through, sort of your experiences off the mat with the guys at Hillsboro.
Coach Mitchell, he came my sixth grade year. He came to Hillsboro, and we had regionals at Seckman. He's a Fox guy, so it's kind of hometown for him, and he came up and watched my regional tournament in sixth grade, so I've kind of known him since then. He's been pretty influential throughout half my career, I guess you could say.
Yeah, let's go with half there. you say, he's sort of been influential for you. In what ways?
He's helped a lot of things, like different moves, just small things that have helped me progress and just get better at the sport.
Now, you're following in some footsteps, Dalton, some shoes that you got to kind of fill. That last year's team was pretty good. Nick Short, Dylan Owens, Jordan Sanders, all 3 qualified for state, 2 of them placed, but then all 3 graduated. And so Coach Mitchell gets an influx of freshmen, and you jump right in. You start off 15-0. How much of those kids, how many of them did you know? How many of them have you sort of talked to? Sort of what's your relationship with the ones that have moved on, if anything?
Dylan, Nick, and Jordan, I talked to all of them quite a bit, honestly. We had morning practice the other morning, and Jordan texted me at like 5 o'clock in the morning before I was even awake. He was like, "Hey, do you have a partner this morning?" I said, "Yeah, I think James Short, Nick's little brother, would be there for me." And I said that I would love to get a workout in if he wasn't going to be there, but Nick, I've rolled around with him a little bit this year. I talked to Dylan quite a bit, too.
And I imagine it certainly helps with your confidence, I guess, whenever you practice with them. I'm sure you get your pins in there sometimes, and I bet that builds your confidence up a little bit. Is that sort of how you want to lean on them? Is that what you want to lean on them for, is just to build your confidence? Or are you looking for some moves, as you mentioned, Coach Mitchell's kind of brought to you, or some techniques? Sort of, you know, what are you hoping to get out of your relationship with those guys?
Kind of like some confidence out of that kind of stuff. I also like to learn. I like to learn a lot. I love learning and picking up new things from the sport, whether it's just something, some crazy move or whatever. I watch wrestling all day long. It's just, this is my favorite thing to do. I like to watch those guys, their college matches, wrestling with them at practice, the college guys. I think it's pretty cool.
Now, I'm not a big guy on wrestling, Dalton, but so I can't really come up with like a move to ask if you've tried one, but can you kind of give us an idea as to some moves that you sort of tried to perfect at this point in your early career?
This season it's called a splaydle, and it's basically, once they're on their back, they're almost in the splits, and I have pinned 5 or 6 of my kids in a splaydle this year. Over the summer, I wrestled down in Disney Duels in Florida and learned it that month of practice that we had before Disney. And I was just kind of trying to figure out that move, feel it out, because I figured I got long arms, got long legs. I figured it would work for me pretty well, and started practicing it a lot, and it's paid off.
Now, I know when Coach Mitchell sort of relayed some information to me about how you've done so far this year, and again, for those that might just be tuning in, you're 15-0 as a freshman. One of the things that he relayed to me was that in that Neosho tournament that you brought up a little bit earlier, you beat a kid at the 120 weight class, but you've also been ranked 3rd at 126 by MissouriWrestling.com, and then Coach Mitchell also told me that by postseason time, you're going to be wrestling in the 120. Well, what's it like to go through sort of the ups and downs and trying to make sure that, you know, you're at this specific weight here and that you want to be at a certain weight come postseason? What are some of the things you have to do?
I have to maintain a good diet. I got to stay healthy, make sure I'm not getting sick so that I can be at practice as much as I can, so that I can have good practices, sweat out some weight, make sure I'm drinking a lot of water, enough water that I can continuously keep sweating at practice. I mean, it's just a lot of hard work. Sometimes you got to go on a run. You just got to do what you got to do to get the weight.
Very true. And as you progress throughout the season, Dalton, we'll sort of wrap up the interview here with this. What sort of goals did you set going into the season, and sort of what do you feel you got to, you know, sort of work on to be able to meet those goals?
I've got short-term, long-term goals. I would like to win some more tournaments, some more smaller tournaments like Neosho. Neosho is a bigger, tougher tournament, but I would like to win some of our tournaments coming up. I want to win districts this year. My goal is to place in the top 4 at state at 120. You got to work hard, got to get better in all positions. You can always progress.
All right. Well, very well. Well, hey, Dalton, we do appreciate the time, and congratulations on your 15-0 start. Hope it continues for you, and we certainly appreciate your time talking to us today.
Thank you.
That is Dalton Litzinger, freshman wrestler at Hillsborough High School. Again, off to a 15-0 start, looking to win districts this year as he joins us here on Regional Radio Sports.